And I'm back at the Classic in the Country. I'm Matt Croy, enjoying one of the WKLM color commentators here at the Classic and throughout the basketball season, that being Don Hall. And, of course, Don, also a longtime basketball coach here in high school, of course, over the West Holmes area in particular, Don. And, Don, for, I guess, for first question for you, as a guy that's coached basketball for as many years as they have, how do you kind of see the game kind of change over the years, especially on the girls' side of things?
The speed of it.
Yeah.
First of all, it's the speed of it. And I'll tell you, even the physicality of it as well. And it's going towards that 3-point or the 30-second shot, 35-second shot
sure,
clock.
Yep.
That's coming, and it's coming soon. And I've been around it a lot here lately. I've actually broadcast a couple games up at Ashland University for WKLM back in the day.
Yep.
So I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
But the game itself, I mean, you're getting – you're 6'1" girls now. They're just incredibly fast.
Yep.
They're athletic. They can jump. And so that's what's really the biggest change.
You mentioned the shot clock here. Of course, they're having it here at the Class of the Country. We know that's going to be coming to high school here within the next couple of years here. How do you think that will change the high school game?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're going to find out a lot of teams that really don't have – you know, how can I say, individuals that can create their own shot, they're going to have those because, you know, when you get down to that crunch time when the shot clock's going down to 10 seconds and under, you're going to have that player or players that who actually can't create their own shots.
Now, Don, for you, just as a coach, you're a guy that's coached for a long year, a long time, and even when you're not coaching, you're still helping involved in some way or shape or fashion here. Talk about just why you've had the passion to coach over the years like you have and coached it for as many years as you have.
Well, that's actually all started through high school, and I played for Jack Van Reith, and then that's who I really started coaching for. Long time ago, man.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
That's a good one, though.
Back in the 80s, I was a volunteer for the West Holmes Girls Program, and then I was actually a full-time assistant with Jack, I believe, in the 1990 school year. And then I've actually had a chance to coach with Dave Slayball, with Matt Vole.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some really good coaches to actually, you know, learn from, and it's always been just a blast to do so.
The interesting thing about that, Don, you mentioned those names there and you coach for, even though the game has evolved and changed, there's a lot of old principles that still work today.
Absolutely, and that's just recently when I coached at West Holmes High School, I tried to bring that old principles back, and it's being physical, it's slowing the game down a little bit, but actually, you know, if the advantage is there of actually pushing the ball down the floor, we could do that. But I think you install a lot of discipline, and you teach them more than just fast, but it's like life lessons. And with a little bit of discipline, will come those life lessons.
That's what it's all about now here at the Class of the Country. Obviously, you've been around this event for a long time, too. Your daughter, Sammy Hall, played in this Class of the Country. What have you been able to observe over the years just being a part of this event?
I tell you, it's just the best thing in the world around here, especially in Holmes County. It's just nothing like it. But one thing that, now I'm going to speak on behalf of my daughter, when Sammy, she had a really good game out here her senior year, sort of put her on the radar of some colleges. And sometimes that's all it takes, because there are all kinds of college coaches out here from D1 all the way to NAIA, and that's all it takes. And sometimes it's just that one really good game to show what you have to be on a radar.
And Don, there was a time there that was hard to get noticed by college coaches, right? And that's not the case, obviously, anymore, and the Classic is a part of that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And when this first started, I think the first year I worked here, my job was actually to bring the college coaches in, and it was just incredible. You had everybody from Tennessee to Connecticut to even just Baldwin Wallace, and some of those just come down through here, and you didn't have that beforehand if it wasn't, you know, those coaches coming to watch you play, which sometimes was tough to have a coach that, you know, was in Cleveland or Connecticut or whatever to come down to rural Holmes County to watch a player play. It just didn't happen often. It just didn't happen often. But now right here, you've got the best players around. You've got the best coaches around. It's just phenomenal.
I think it's a good extra incentive not just to play college basketball sports, but obviously to go to college here, the extra incentive to go on to that next level after high school, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's there's always a success story. Every time down there, there's a success story where somebody has just come from nowhere, and next thing you know, they're playing D1, D2, even D3 basketball, something that maybe wasn't even on their radar.
Well, Don, thanks for your stopping by, and thanks for helping us out this weekend.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. It's a blast.
That's the voice of Don Hall at the Classic in the Country.